Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Chaf Dalad. Nida 24, as we continue, Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, we are four lines from the bottom, Tana Rabbanon. We continue in Perek HaMapelas, which is all about miscarriage. And the question is whether a woman, the mother, is Tamea Leda, Tamea Nida, or nothing. Those are the choices in all of these cases, and that's what much of today's daf is going to be about, different types of shapes that come out of the woman, and what do we assume that the woman woman's status is. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, as we discussed yesterday as well. Tana Rabbanan, have four lines for the bottom, HaMapeles Guf Atum Ein Imo Tamea Leda. If a woman has a miscarriage of a guf atum, atum means there's something not finished about the body. I don't know exactly what atum means yet, but guf atum. So then the mother is not tmei aleda, that is not called a vlad. And therefore, the mother, for sure, does not have yemei tara. Does she have yemei tumas? Those are all the also always the question of, if you're just being machmir, so you'll give chumras of both. But if you say eini mo tmei aleda, then for sure there's no leda. So then the question is it at least nida or not? Or you might say, no, this is just da from somewhere else in the body, and she's nothing, and she's not tamei at all. Bizman hazeh, as we'll see later, none of this makes a difference, because bizman hazeh, we are all not boel on any type of dam leida, dam nida, dam tohar. But in the days of the mikdash, when it was important to know in terms of karbanos, so one had to know. So here, at least eini mo tmei aleda. Veizeh guf atum. What is guf atum? Rebbe Omer kidei she natal menachai v'yamus. Enough missing so that if this baby was alive, this amount would be taken away, this amount would kill the person. If that's the amount that's missing, and we'll see what this means, from bottom to top, let's say, enough of the leg is missing so that the person would die if they didn't have it, so that is called a gufatum. If they have enough that they would be able to live, that's not a gufatum. V'kama yinata v'nachai v'yamus, how much is that? Rabbi Zakkai Omer ad harakuba. Rabbi Zakkai says, until the knee. That is number one, just above the knee, Rashi says, Lamala min ha'arkuba, and we'll see in the Gemara what the svara for that is, Rebbe Yanai Omer, ad l'nekavav, no, higher up, that's as much as you need, l'nekavav, until you get to basically his waist area, Rebbe Yochanan Omer, Mishur Rebbe Yossi, ben Yoshua, ad makam tiburo, a little bit above the waist area, until you get to the navel, the belly button, that is are the three shitos in the Amoraim. And the Gemara continues now in explaining. Ben Reb Zakkai, Reb Yanai, the first two opinions, why does one say the knee and one say the waist? Ika Beinayu, Trefa Chaya. The machlokas between them is about whether Trefa is Chaya or not. Because right till above the knee, that's already called a Trefa. So according to Reb Zakkai, we assume Trefa is not Chaya, and therefore that's good enough. Once you get into the category of treifa, that's good enough to be considered not a vlad, and therefore she's not tamei aleda. But Marsa of a treifa chaya. One opinion holds, Rabbi Yanai holds that treifa is chaya, and therefore adar kuba is not good enough. You have to make it all the way l'nakavav, which is an avela, which is even more than a treifa, and therefore that would be what is not a vlad. Omar Savar treifa ain't a chaya. So that's the difference between the first two opinions that we have. Ben Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yochanan, what about opinion number two and opinion number three? What's the difference? Why would you make a break between Nikavav and Tiburo? Ikebinayu Rabbi Lazar. The machlokas is within Rabbi Lazar sheet. The Dumb Rabbi Lazar, who came up in Nesechas Chulin, tells us, Nital Yerech v'chalol shalon nevela. If the thigh is removed and the space is still there, chalal shalah, it's still there, nevela, that has the status of nevela. So is that true or not? So according to Rabbi Yanai, it's true, and therefore it is, that's enough to make the person a nevela. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of it, and therefore he requires a little more. Okay, these are different shitas about what exactly is the form of the baby.
In those cases, if the baby was very deformed but born alive, would that make a difference?
If the baby was very deformed, right, all these, so the baby is not alive. If the baby was alive, then it could make a difference, yeah. Then it could be, all these cases that we're talking about is the baby is not born alive.
And then if it was alive, it would be later.
But if it be alive, it would be a later. The question is it a lie that it's, well, it could be that if you say trefa ein achaya, and then that's the svara that's connected to latest, then maybe even if the baby's born alive, but trefa ein achaya, right, you still say that's a trefa. If you say that's the defining definition for late as well, as we'll get back to in a minute. The Rambam here paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. Rambam paskins ad tiburo. If you look in Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Aleph Nivra Veshet Shelo Atum Oshaya Chaser Mitibura Ulamata. The Rama Paskins Tibura Vahara Yuatum Vchulu 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 Vchulu. All the other cases Kol Nefel Me Elu Einovlad. Any Nefel from these. Interesting. Do you say that means any Nefel means he's not alive? But if it wouldn't be a Nefel from these, it would be okay. Kol Nefel Me Elu Einovlad Ve'Eini Motmei Aleda. That is the Rambam. Pasuk like Rabbi Yochanan. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. 1 second. What's the svar for Rabbi Yochanan? What the Gemara just explained? The first two opinions are arguing about Shreifa Ein Chaya or not. But the second opinion holds. The one, as you get higher on the body, that's because Shreifa Chaya. And then the top two opinions hold, must hold Shreifa Chaya, and the Machlokas is in Rabbi Lazar. But the Rambam Paskins Shreifa Ein Chaya. So why should the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. V'yashiv Das Rabbeinu. Efshar lomar dechivan dechazinon Rabbi Yoshua horakin lechamosel Rabbi Chanina ben Alchiv Rabbi Yehuda horakin. Since you're going to see that they certain Amorayim actually paskins like this opinion, lashon hora mashmash yalacha lemaisa v'gam Rabbi Gamliel lo matzid shechalak Rabbi Yeshua v'chulu. He continued. I'm sorry. That was the wrong one. I was reading the next one that we're going to get to. Yesh l'tamuah rabbeinu shepasak and mokam tiburo the gemara mashba demand amar hachi lesley treife in achaya and v'kivet tchaybal treife in achaya v'gam kaimel anitol yorach chalol nevela have a livsok ad harkuba v'tzarachian. He doesn't answer the question. Kesavishus asks, how could you say why should you pass like Rabbi Yochanan if the Rambam holds treife in achaya? So the Meiri right here answers, who says that we have to hold that there is a connection between the definition of Leida and Chayus for Leida and the definition of Chayus for Hilchas Shechita. The Gemara seems to link them, but it could be that the Rambam does not. And it could be that even if you say in Hilchas Shechita, Treifa Ein Achaya, that could still be called a Leida for Hilchas Tumas Leida. That's the Meiri. He breaks the connection. The Gemara seems to say that there is a connection, but there are ways out of it. The Meiri says explicitly right here, I don't think there's a connection, and I think that's the pshat of the Rambam. He says, Amar b'Gemara kamifligi b'treif achaya, but that doesn't mean that that is the ultimate reason. Hadvarim zarim chada de'im kain rava damar veshto nakov t'mei aleda asi kaman damar treif achaya d'loki hilchasa. If you say like the previous line, V'yon mehechan ba, shekol sharoi lichyo zman, lo yehe kari vlad l'tomas leida. Av b'yishenu chai, shnei mas l'chodesh. Basically, ask your question. Just because the baby's not going to live for 12 months, why should that not be called a leida? So what? For Hilchas, you know, halachic status of what this means, whether there's going to be a heter shechita on this animal in terms of treifa, fine. You can talk about whether it's going to live. But for a leida, why should it make a difference? So he says, Elazesh amar ka'amifligi b'treifa chaya, that which our Gemara seems to say, that the root machlokas here is about treifa chaya, and that's linked to hagdaras leida, lo she'ikar amachlokas pekach. Don't think that this is the ikar of the machlokas, says the Meiri. Sha'av kishetomar eino chaya vladu. Even if you say eino chaya, it could still be a vlad. Ela shehem nechleku b'shira chisaron hamono mikriyas vlad. The machlokas is just definitionally what it has to be missing for us to not call this a baby. It can be called a baby, even though it is, or a fetus, even though it's not going to live. Don't compare Hilchas Shechita and Hilchas Leida. That's the Meiri. Ubeplugta, the Treifa Chaya, Memela Nechle Gubo. That might be an outgrowth, Treifa Chaya or not Chaya, of this, but that's not the cause. Lo Shemachloka Zutlu Ya'alav. Sha'af Ilo Haya Rabbi Yanai Sover, Treifa Eina Chaya, Hayamaskik Aknun Nekuvav. Right, Rabbi Yanai, right, what does the Gemara say? What's the difference between Rabbi Zakkai and Rabbi Yanai? Treifa Chaya or not? That could be the difference, the Meiri is saying. But it could be that Rabbi Yanai also holds Treifa Ein Achaya in his machlokas with the third opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to say that. And that's why he says, Umikan Yirali Lifso Kedasa Omer Adla Nekuvav. And that's why I think I'm going to paskin Adla Nekuvav, the middle opinion, even though he holds Treifa Ein Achaya. That's a good question. Why he passes that way? That's the question in the footnotes he deals with on the bottom. But then he quotes the Rambam. V'lo od el shogdoli amachabrim paskua atiburo, even though he paskins treifa in achaya. Good. So that's a very important Meiri in these details of different body parts, but the yisod of the Meiri is, don't compare Hilchas Treifa for Leida and Hilchas Treifa for Shechita. Another answer given by some of the Achronim I saw is that maybe there's a difference between people and animals. All the Treifa Chaya discussion in Chulin was about animals. So you might say that's a difference between our Gemara. Again, you still have to get out of the Pashas of the Gemara. Pashas of the Gemara seems to link them, but that is the suggestion to try to figure out the Rambam Shita. Whenever you talk about Treifa, let's just review it. I'll mention it now. The Rambam at the end of Perek Yud of Hilchas Shechita. Right, we did this way back last summer, Daf Mem Beis and Chulin, when we discussed the world of Treifa Chaya or Eina Chaya. We mentioned then from many sources, and even in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba deal with that. Is that a machlokas emetzius? Treifa Chaya, Eina Chaya, would rather not say that. But the question is, how do you deal, the machlokas might be about, how do you deal with the Mesorah and the knowledge of all these Treifas? Does it change based on medical knowledge? Does it change based on refuas that could be done? Remember, we had a discussion in Tosfos. If you could be rofa, if you could heal one of the treifas, does that change it? If you don't do anything, the animal's going to die. But now there's a cure. So does that make it a different status? Or do we say, no, even so, you know, it's not going to change? So that's a big machlokas. Anyway, remember the Rambam's words at the end of Perek Yud. V'chein elu shamanu v'amru shehein treifa af alpi sheyira b'darkei harafua shebiadenu shemiksasan einem amisen. Even though we see in our medical world that they do not die, says the Rambam, v'efsher shetichya mehem, and it's possible to live, ein lacha elamashamanu chachamim shenemar alpi ha-Torah sheyarucha. That's the Rambam in Yud Gimel and Hilchas Shechita. Hilchas Treifas is not always what you think. So it's halacha Moshe Misinai. Hilchos Treifas does not mean, oh, these are definitely going to die before 12 months, and if that mitzias changes, then they're not going to be Treifas anymore. No, says the Rambam, Ein lecha ela mashamanu chachamim, you have the list of Treifos in the in Chazal. And you have, you know, all the 70, Rambam in the previous parak lists off the 70 Treifas that apply to animals and not to people, and these and that, all the lists that are mentioned. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, that seventh line or so, Machlokes milamata lamala. The Machlokes is from below to above, meaning if part of the body part that's missing is from below, that's the Machlokes, how much from below, from the legs, has to be missing. Aval milamala lamata, but if you're missing some from above, afilu kol dehu tahora. Even a tiny amount, you're missing some of the skull, some of the head. So then for any tiny amount missing is already tahora, that's not called a vlad. V'chein amar Rav Gidol amar Rav Yochanan, ha-mapeles es shegul galto atuma imo tahora. If a woman miscarries an incomplete skull, gul galto atuma tahora, so then we say the baby is tahora, the baby is does not cause tumas leida, right? So this is talking about now head injuries. Again, a little me'inyin le'inyin ba'oso ha'inyin, head injuries. Interesting discussion that comes up for Hilchas Tefillin. Somebody has a head injury, so do they put on tefillin? Let's say they have a, in the whole area of the makam tefillin, they have a cast, or they got into a serious accident, or they have a bandage that cannot be taken off. Something they had a burn, rachmana litzlan. So do they put on tefillin? If there's a chatzitza, we paskin, there's Hilchas Chatzitza by Tefillin Shel Rosh and by Tefillin Shel Yad. Right, Tefillin Shel Rosh for sure. Tefillin Shel Yad, that's a machlokas Rishonim. Whether there's chatzitza by Tefillin Shel Yad. Right, every time the Gemara talks about whether Kohanim wore Tefillin and did they wear it under the Bigdei Kahuna, but there's a halacha of chatzitza by Bigdei Kahuna also on top of the Bigdei Kahuna. There's a Shuvas HaRashba about it, but anyway, we paskin there's a chatzitza by both. But, so what about Tefillin Shel Rosh? What happens if somebody has an injury on their head? So we paskin that the tefillin are not makiv each other. If they have an injury on their head, so then they put on tefillin, at least on the Tefillin Shel Yad. But they're not makiv each other. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Chavav, im ein lo ela tefillah achas, or if somebody only has one tefillin, only have one, you lost one. One of them ripped and you can't put it on. Chas v'shalom. Meiniach otah sheish lo mavarech aleha. You put the one that you have on. You make a bracha on it. Shkol achas mizu b'fnei atzma. Works both ways also. If you only have, we'll get to that in a second. So each one is a separate mitzvah. We pass in the tefillin are two mitzvahs, and therefore they're not ma'akiv each other. V'hu adinim yesh lo shtehem v'yesh lo shum ones she'eino yachol lahaniach la'achas. Let's say somebody has a cast on their arm going all the way up to the shoulder. So there's no area, there's no even stump on the top of the arm that they could put tefillin on. So there too, if somebody has a little area on the top of the arm, at least enough for makamat tefillin, that's the ikker part. The ritzuos are secondary if you put it on. But if they don't have it, you still put on the shal rosh. You put on whatever tefillin that one could put on. Meiniach otashi yachol. You put on whichever one that you have. Mishnah Berurah. Kagon sheyesh lo makah b'rosho b'zroho. Right? If somebody has a makah on their head or on their arm, oshu tzorach latzeis laderech ve'en hashayara mamtenes olav, or you're in a rush. It's hard to imagine. It takes 4 seconds to put on the other tefillin. But if your caravan is leaving without you, your plane is leaving. I know. Let's say you're in the airport and the last call. I know why you were dreaming. You're right. Whatever the case may be. But if you don't have any time, so put on one. Interesting discussion in the Achronim. If you only have time to put on one, which one do you put on? It should never happen. But which one do you put on? Do you say Yesh Omrim? It's better to put on the Shel Rosh because the Shel Rosh is more kedusha. Right, it's 4 klafim and not just 1. Or do you say, no, just go in order. Go in order! Put on the shel yad. Right, v'yesh, the Mishnah Berurah quotes both days. Yesh omrim she'osvedov she'aniach shel rosh lovad d'kedushas ha'chamura, that's the Yeshua's Yaakov. V'yesh omrim she'aniach leis ata ha'shel yad k'dei shel yishana ha'seder shabbatorah. The Arches HaChaim, the Malbim. Right, machlokes. And then he said, "Amedver amamurim kshei yachol akach laniach baderech atfilah shniya." As long as you'll be able to put the other one on later, avol amachach, if you'll never be able to put the second one on, for sure, yaniach hashal yad vashal rosh kodem alichasim ibeso. Put them both on before you leave your house, and that just be b'mashmesh. Either way, this is the discussion. If somebody has some type of head injury, you still put on tefillin on the other one. And if you're only putting on one, what do you do about brachos? That was your question. Emeno maniach al shal rosh levad. If you only have the shal rosh. So then you just make the bracha of al mitzvahs. Why do you do that? The Shulchan Aruch says you always only say one bracha. That's the Shulchan Aruch. So you say only lohaniach if you put on the shel yad, and if you say only al mitzvahs if you put on the shel rosh. Rama uli didan de noagim levarach b'chol yom shtei brachas. Ashkenazim make 2 brachas. Mevarach al shel rosh levad shtei brachas. You make both brachas on the shel yad, on the shel rosh. That's the Rama. V'meiniach shel yad levad mevarach laniach. Only putting on the shel yad, you put on the halaniach. So that is the psak. I saw an interesting tshuva from Sternbach. Interesting tshuva where he says, listen to this shayla. If somebody's having an operation and they're not going to be able to put on tefillin, is it better to be docha the operation till, let's say, Erev Shabbos? So that they won't have to put on tefillin anyway the next day, or chol moed, where they're not going to put on tefillin. They're not going to put on tefillin for a couple of days. So I'll do chol moed. Do the first day chol moed, and then I won't be missing out tefillin. That appropriate? What is that? Right to iser malacha chol moed. That's the shaila. Right. It's an interesting question. You don't want to be mevatel mitzvahs tefillin. So if you could do this, but on the other hand, you're being mevatel. You're causing yourself to be in a situation. So he says, Kvot Rasa Shaal, Im Chayav Lutchos HaNituach L'Chol HaMoed, Kedesh Lo Yimana Me'enachas Filin. O Neima, Hol V'Yisbat Lame Mitzvah Simcha, Hanoheges B'Chol HaMoed, The Simcha's Yantav L'Chol HaMoed, Ein Olav Lutchos L'Chol HaMoed. That's the Shaila. V'Hashem Su Yosir, Im Sorach Lutchos HaNituach L'Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Friday, Sholomachres, you'll have to be B'Chol, they'll have to be B'Chol Shabbos for you, if you dafka push it off to Friday. Some people say, well, I don't want to miss work. Well, that's not an excuse. Oh, from Chil Shabbos for others. No, the question is tefillin. That's what he's talking about. V'nira she'ein tzarach lahamtin v'litchos. There's no need to wait. No need to wait. You have a heter to do the operation. You do it. Av she'ein shum sakana b'tchias hanituach. Even though there's no sakana with pushing it off. Dahainu taima she'be'emes kia misses tefillin. Why? Which, by the way, this relates to the sugya that we had a deaf be'in shiur about, and it has come up 10 times, short-term, long-term view of mitzvahs. Do I have to worry about what I'm doing now for the future? Right? If I fast on Som Gedalia, I'm not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Do I have to worry about that? Right? Or should I just wait till Yom Kippur? Right? If I have to get the Radvaz, if I could get out of jail one day to go to shul, you know, which day do I do it? Do I do today or do I do Rosh Hashanah? For example. So, it relates to that sugi as well. But he says, V'hainu taima, she'be'emes kiyum mitzvas tefillin u'kishayachol lishmar atzmo me'asach hadas. Tefillin is only obligatory when it's possible. Right? That's the nature of the chiyuv. U'kishayachol lishmar atzmo pater. And if you, let's say, can't keep a clean body, you're pater. right? Why do we put tefillin tzitzis on a katan and not tefillin generally? Because we say he's not in that situation, right? Why don't we wear tefillin anymore all day? Because we're not in that situation. How can we be mevatel a mitzvah? We're being mevatel a mitzvah daraisa just because we have trouble concentrating and keeping a clean body and a clean mind. The answer is the chiyuv of the mitzvah tefillin is a sliding scale. It's whenever a person has the possibility. So Chazal said we can't really do that today. So they said only do it when you have to, meaning b'shas tefillah. Right, it's a big mystery why we don't put tefillin on again for mincha. Right, it wouldn't hurt us. So that's a question. So Rechiyin, but says the Rav Sternbach, "Vatar lo chiva mitzvah tefillin k'shein yachal kaima kel chasa b'shmirah kudushasan," and that's why we're mekel. "V'yafilu gdolei ador lo nagu lahader bazeh," even gdolei ador don't put it on all day, except for yechidei skula. So I have some talmidei agra that sit in the old city and wear tefillin all day. But other than that, Klai Yisrael doesn't put on tefillin all day. Even people who are going to sit and learn all day. "V'kan nireish gam midas chasidus ein kan." There's no even need the chasidus to wait to do it on Friday or to do it on Chol HaMoed, because there's the downside, there's the counter pressure of Bitul Simchas Yantiv, of Chil Shabbos that they're going to have. So therefore, he says it's not something that you should push off. And then he quotes from Chaim Kadievsky. He quotes from that he heard from the Stipler. I'm sorry, from the Chaim Kadievsky's father. He heard from the Stipler. He says, and what kind of operation is it anyway? Mimanavshach. If it's the operation that you don't really need so much, who says you're allowed to have it ever? Right, we discussed this on Shavuos. And if it's an operation that you need, so do it. Right, so he says, I don't even understand the question. Right, what kind of operation are you going to need that you could push off? As he says, Sof Davar, he says, Ein Litchos Anituach, don't push it off because of the mitzvah of tefillin. Right, just do it whenever you need to do it. That is in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Aleph. Okay, it relates to Bittul Mitzvah Tefillin. Again, there's more, but we will stop here. How do we get into this? Because we're talking about head injuries in the baby. So we spoke about head injuries for Hilchos Tefillin. Okay.
If a person has a cast, is there any point in even just putting
if it on? If somebody has a cast, is there any point of putting on tefillin? I don't know. Let's say he's in shul, and he has a full arm cast. And it's Kavod Abrius. You can put it on for Kavod Abrius. I mean, he doesn't want to be seen as something, somebody weird, right? He only has on the Shel Rosh, not the Shel Yad. He can't make a bracha. Can't make a bracha. If the tefillin's not on your arm, then you can't make a bracha. The box. The box got to be. That's what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. Again, some of the minhag to do this. So if somebody has that minhag, okay, I'm not going to argue with the minhag. But, you know, there's a machlokas in minhagim, whether after one puts the box on, do you do one ritsua wrap around the upper part of the arm, above the elbow? Do you do one above, or do you just go to the ritzuos on the bottom part? So some of the minhag to do one above or even two above, but the Mishnah Berurah notes, and the poskim note, you have to make sure that strap is not under the box. Sometimes on bar mitzvah boys, they have such a little arm, so that the strap is under the box. But the box has to be on directly on the arm. The straps are all secondary. That's just to hold the box in place. The ikar tefillin is the tefillin shel yad, is the box. So some of the minhag of Dafka having one holding the box and one under. So if you have that minhag, okay, just ask your local rav if that's okay. But many posts can say if you don't have that minhag, then be sure you got to be careful about it. But again, but if you can't even have the box on your arm, on the skin, that would be a chatzis issue. And therefore, but can you put it on without it? I guess you can put it on. Kavod Abrius, if you're at home, if there's no purpose of putting it on at home, I don't know why you would put it on. Chatzis of the yad. Okay, maybe. But I wouldn't make a bracha. No. I wouldn't make a bracha. But to put it on, I guess it can't hurt. You're putting on the tefillin shel rosh anyway. You're keeping a proper mind for those few minutes. So I guess it can't hurt. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Yochanan. Hamapelas kiminaf kata de dikla. Somebody is mapil a form that looks like a palm tree, meaning it's skinny on the bottom and it gets wider on top, meaning there's no formed body parts. Looks just like a palm tree that's spreading. Emo tahora. That also, emo, the mother is tahora. Good. Itmar hamapelas misha panav musmasim. If somebody, woman is mapil Vlad, whose face is musmas, that means it's a little crushed. Not totally crushed, but a little crushed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Imo Tmei, Rabbi Shlakish Amar Imo Tahara. Machlokas. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Esve Shlakish, Amar Pelas Yad Chatucha, Braga Chatucha. If somebody is Mapil, a Yad that's Chatucha, meaning there are separated digits. So you see, this is a limb of a baby that was formed. Or a regel chatucha, imo tmeya leida, the mother is tmeya leida, vein choshishim shema migufatim basa. You don't think it came from a gufatim, because you see the fingers and the toes. So it couldn't have come from a gufatim, so you assume this was a leida. Ask Rabbi Yochanan, v'im isa, and if it's true that a smushed face is also tmeya. I'm sorry, Tahora, if you want to see, this is Rabbi Yochanan talking to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish who says, Imo Tahora. And if it's true what you said, listen, Shema miguf atam, o mi misha panam musmasim. If that is also Tahora, you just also throw that in there. Maybe, you don't have to be worried that it's from a guf atum or panav musmasim. Right, that's what you say, Imo, the mother is Tameh. Right, why don't you say that also, if that also is Tahora, according to you, Reish Lakish. Says Tosas, what? He should say every case of every baby that's tar. So Tosas says, no, because this one is very similar to Gufatum. That's what you should have said, this one, right? You don't have to say everyone. So Amar Rav Papi, Rav Papi says, no. But Panav Musmasim, Kuliyama Lepligi de Tmeya. Everybody agrees that by Panav Musmasim, a little crushed, then the mother is Tmeya Leda, it is called a Vlad. Ki Pligi Bepanav Tochos. Panav Tochos means it's totally flattened. Is totally smooth. There are no features. That's the machlokas. The ifcha inmar and the machlokas is the other way. Rabbi Yochanan amar imo tahara, Reish Lakish amar imo tameya. That's the machlokas. Velos they Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan meha. So if the machlokas is the other way, why wouldn't Reish Lakish ask from this brisa on Rabbi Yochanan? Mishum deshani le hainu gufatam hainu mi b'shavana tochos. No, because the answer would have been it's the same thing. Gufatam means an unfinished vlad. So panav tochos is an unfinished vlad. Rachman al-Islan, it would have been a flat face. Okay, this is what to talk about in Karban Yoledes, but let's do a little more first. B'nei Rebbe Chiya Nafik L'Kiryasa, the children of Rebbe Chiya went out to the city. Rashi says elsewhere to check out their fields. And then they happened to B'nei Shilas while they were there. They came back to Rebbe Chiya. Amar lahem, klum b'maisi liyatchem. No, tell me some Shilas. Have any shailas that while you were out there in the world? Amru lo, panim tochos baliyadenu v'timanuha. We had a case of a baby that had a flattened face, right? No features, and we were matame. Amar lahem, he said to them, tzu v'tiru masha tamesem. What are you doing? Go out and be matayer. Flat face, no features? That's not a leida. Go change the psak. Maidai taychayu lachumra. What was your das? You just wanted to be machmir. You said, oh, you know what? Might as well. No. Chumra das is a kulahu. It's a chumra that leads to a kula. Why? Because if you say it's not a vlad, so then tekiavisu la, you may, if you're matami, you say it is a vlad. Tekiavisu la, you may toar. You're going to give some. You may toar after the 7 and the 14 days. Right? If there's going to be a chumra that's going to lead to a kula, so therefore, said Reb Chiya to his children, you can't do that. Again, this concept of chumra das de kula is something that comes up many places. I'll just give you two other examples, and that is Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov says in a tshuva, first night of Sukkos, it's raining. What do you do? Machlokas, we shown him how much you have to wait, but what if it's midnight and it's still pouring and it doesn't look like it's going to be let up? So you have to sit in the sukkah on the first night. So the shoel to the Shvus Yaakov, or Yaakov Reicher, in Tuf Pei Gimel, right, in the 1700s. I think 1723. I think that's it. Finish alti. Ketzad yishlinog. What should I do when you have the family waiting for the meal and they're trying to be machmir and push themselves to wait till the middle of the night? So says Neshvus Yaakov, lo ra'isi rabosai noagin kain. I have not seen my rabbanan bin noeg to wait till the middle of the night. Ela ba'is ha'ochel azlinan basar ha'shaita. You figure out. You estimate when you're about to eat and it's pouring out. Okay, you have to wait a little bit. But after that, Yishar adam ba'atzmo, imhaya yotzi mi beso, mefnei tzar kazeh, would you leave your house for this tzar? And if you would, then that's what determines. And then he says, v'chein ikr milsa v'taima, zim yamtim im achilas b'nei beso hagadolim, v'aktanim ein lecha menia simchas yontif got yoser mizeh. There's no greater bittel, simchas yontif. You're being machmir. Oh, I'm going to make sure to eat a kezais in the sukkah tonight. But it's asi the day kula. You're being makel in simchas yontif. And therefore, v'chein kol poskim harishonim lo eskiru hamtanazu la'anos nefesh biyontif. There's no inui nefesh except on Yom Kippur. So therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, this is a chumra to asi l'day kula. Right? The Gemara even says this. The Mishnah in Sota talks about chasid shote. What's a chassid shota? So the Gemara there, the Yushalmi and Tosfos there discusses chassid shota, a woman's drowning, and I'm a lifeguard, I don't want to save her because I don't want to look at a woman. Chumra, that's a dekula, it's a chumra. Okay, even if it's a din, us is a dekula. Right, so the Gemara talks about the different examples of this. Right, they're just sitting in the sukkah when it's raining. The Rama calls that a hedyot. Right, you're being mevazeh your hashkafa and your view of what a sukkah is. Right, a sukkah has to be something kadosh, and therefore you're sitting in the sukkah even if it's raining. Right, so therefore there are examples. These are some examples of chumra to asi lide kula. This goes on the list. Good. Itmar. Hamapeles bir yeshleishla. Somebody, a woman is mapila, a creature that has two backs, shnei gavim, shnei shidros, two backs and two spines. Amarav biisha ein avlad bibehema aser bachila. By a woman, this is not called a leida, and by a behema, right in the world of ben pakua, if you shechted the animal and you found this inside, you're not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. Trefa. Ushmuel Amar Beisha Vlad Bebehema Mutar Achila. You're allowed to. Shmuel says it has the status of a baby for people and animals. Mamaika Miflagi, Bidrav Chan and Baraba, to Amar of Chan and Baraba, Hashisua. The Shisua mentioned in the Torah, which is one of the non-kosher animals. The Torah says, Azelo Tochlu, Hashisua. Birya Shishlash Negavim, Ubeshidros. That's this case. Two backs and two spines. Rav Amar Birya Ba'amalesa. Rav says, there's no such animal. There's no such animal of a two-back, two-spined animal. And therefore, what does it mean when the Torah asserted it? It must be what the Torah is assering is a vlad like this inside. Because there's no animal like this. V'chi agmere rachmana lamoshe b'me'a ima agmere. That is what must be usher. Ushmuel amar, no, bir yibam isa. It does exist. Right? Machlokas and Metzias. Machlokas, what they heard about. I've heard of it. V'chi agmere rachmana lamoshe b'alma agmere. And when Hashem told Moshe's asur, it's talking about the general animal. Avo b'mei ima sharya, but inside it would be mutter. It would be mutter. Everybody agrees, though, that once, if it was born like this, it's an avela. The machlokas is inside. If it was inside, does it have the heter of a ben pakua? The Ritva here says, he gives edus. There's one line in the Ritva. The Ritva gives edus. Umatzasi kasev al echan me'agdolim sheheyed al isha ba'alaz beiz gavin ubeishid ros shechaysa v'niskayma zman gadol. Right? I saw edus. V'yeshlomar dekimlu l'rabanan milsahi v'yahu miyut dekama miyute uveichoshin lo. Right? So he says, maybe the issue between Rav Shmuel is not that whether it exists or whether it exists enough for the Torah to have been machshavit to relate to it. If it only exists one in every 500 years, the Torah is not going to come and aser just for that case, right? In the footnote, he quotes also from the Ritva in the Ksav Yad, quoting Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbeinu Oshia Kasav, Shehu Ra Isha Achas Shoyel Lashnei Gufim Mechlokin Lagamrei VeChozrin Liuz Guf Echad Lamata Mimasneha VeEin Lo Ela Beiz Raglayim. Wow. She had separate bodies on top and one body at the bottom. That's an edus in the Ksav Yad of the Ritva, Rachmana Litzlan. But that was the case. Anyway, this is the discussion in the Gemara, whether it is considered a baby for a person or for an animal. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Eisei Rav Simi Bar Chiya LaRav Rebbe LaRav Rav Simi Bar Chiya Es Rav Rav Chanina Ben Tigenes Omer Kol Sheyesh Lo Beis Gavim Beis Shid Ros Pasul Avoda. That's a mum for an avoda. Mashma what? Avoda always has a higher standard. Alma Dechaye. Alma, that it is an animal. It's Pasul Avoda. But it is, should be called an animal for, it's, right, we said that a Lukuli Alma, once it's born, it's an Avela, but according to this, it's not. Because it was just the Pasul Gavi Avoda, but not for regular purposes. So that's what Rav Simi asked Rav. So Amar Lei Simiat. Rav says, man, you are Simi. What does that mean? 3 days in Rashi. Right. Either number one, that it was it's a lashon of endearment because it was his nephew, or his bar brehave, or his grandson. Vani, it was his relative. Vani shemati, or it's midas tzrius hayabo barav. Rav never looked up. He always looked down. So he was that you see me? That's a great question, right? He was looking down. Or number three, that he was very charif. He was very smart. He was saying, "Wow, see me? You did it again." Right? Either way, different pshatim, exactly what simi is. He says, simiat. He says, you're right. Good question. But sheshidraso akuma. The case of Rabbi Chanina, that it's mashma, that he's going to live, it does not mean that it really has two backs. It just looks like two backs. It's bent. But if it really had two backs, that wouldn't live if it would be born. Period. Meisve, another kasha, yesh buubarin shein asurin. There are some ubarin that came out. Right, Rashi, also lavira olam, but they're aser mishum nevela. Some, what are they? Yeshbu Rashi Nasurin, ben arba'a ladaka, ben shmona lagasa. Right, a month, at the border, ben arba'a ladaka, and ben shmona lagasa, that is on the border. Heimenu ulamata aser. Those and younger are aser, because those are considered premature in animals, and those are considered nevelas. Yatza mishi yishlosh negavim v'sheshidros, excluding the two-back, two-spine animal. So what did that last line mean? Ma yatza, excluding them from what? Lav yatza mechlal ubarin. Doesn't that mean we exclude it from being an ubar shafil ve'a iman asurin? Even inside their usur. These animals the Braisa talks about are usur when they come out. But yatza, this animal with two backs, two spines, their usur even inside. So isn't that what it means? So the Gemara says, Rav Matarich Tamei, Vishmon Matarich Tamei. No, each one will interpret this brisa according to their shita. Rav Matarich Tamei, Rav, who said, this is not called an animal or a vlad or a person. Rav explains, Ben Arba, Ladaka, Ben Ches Lagasa, Heimenu Ulamata Aser. That cutoff point, and younger, is Aser, it's Nevela, by Medar Amurim, Kshias Labira Olam. That's only when it came out. Avo B'mei Imo, Shari, but inside these animals would be Mutter. Yatza, unlike Mishesh Lo Shegav Mishesh Rose, the Filo B'mei Imo Nami Aser. So Rav interprets the Braisa that way according to his Shita. Ushmo Mataris Latame, and Shmuel goes according to his Shita. Ben Arbala Daka Beshmon Lagasa, Himen Lamata Asur. That's the cutoff point for animals. Bamedver Mamurim, Bishalo Kalo Chadashav. When do you say this? If the animal was not totally formed at this stage. Aval Kalo Lo Chadashav. But if Kalo Chadashav, if it was totally formed, Mutter, then it would be mutter even in this case. Yotza excluding Mishish to Beis Gavim Mubeishid Rose, the Alagav to Kalo Chadashav. But in that case, even if Kalo Chadashav, Im Yotza Lavir Ha'olam Asur, if it came out, it's going to be Asur, it's going to be in a Veilapa, Me'aimo Shari, but inside it will be mutter. So Rav and Shmuel each interpret the Brisa according to their Shita. Good. Viter. Tani Tanakami de Rav. Hamapelas Birias Guf She'eno Chatuch Ubrias Ro She'eno Chatuch. Somebody has a miscarriage of a form that is not Chatuch. You don't have the markings of a body like Eino Chatuch. You have Rashi is like a board. Ubrias Harosh She'eno Chatuch Yochol Teimo Tamei Aleda. You might think the mother is Tamei Aleda. Tamalomar No Isha Kisas Riel V'Yolda Zachar V'Chulu. And next pasuk of Yamashmini Yimo. Bechulu, Misha Roi Libriya Shmona. Anything that's right to at least live a week, 8 days. Yatsu Elu Sheina Ruuyin Libriya Shmona. If it's just a board, it's not even Roi for anything. It's not like if it was alive, it could live at all. It can't. So therefore, there's no Tumas Leida. Amar Le Rav V'Sayim Bahachi. And also add on V'Sheish Lo Shnei Gavim U'Sheish Edros. That also is Tahora, says Rav. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Savar Lemevet of the Kavasi de Shmuel. He wanted to do like Shmuel. He wanted to be Machmer like Shmuel, right? In the case of two Gavim, that it is a Vlad. And say she is Temeya. Omer le Rafuna, my daite, chum le chumra. Chumra dasli de kula. What are you talking about? You think you're being Machmer to say that it's Tumas Leida? No! It'll lead to a kula. Who? To Kayahavis le Yimei Tawar. Right? So therefore, you shouldn't do that. So, Oven Miya Kavasi de Rav. Do like Rav, to Kai Malan, Hilchazaka Rabbi Isure, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra, because he passes like Rabbi Isurin, Lakula or Lachumra. The Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis that Bizman Azeh, there's no Chumra Dasi Lide Kula. Right? Because there's no Dmei Yimei Tohar anyway. So therefore, says the Rashba, you could just go like, if you want to be machmir like Shmuel for Tumas Leida, for if there was any type of nafkamina, you could be machmir. Miyukolani de kasvina and hainu ladina de gemara, to beki tve, avalana de lo bekin askimi mixas ravasa, to bekulhu imo tmea leida, afilu beshesh lo bezgav and beshid ros, nami mistaver to mainu lila lechumra. Because there's no kulus today. There's no kulus. Vanano, ino lo yavidin, you may tawar, lushum yoledes, kidabina lamichtav, hilgach lech lamechesh, umitamina lo lechumra. So you can go by any chumras today because there is no kulas that come out of it. Good. Amar Rava, hare yamru, isha yoledes latisha v'yoledes l'shiva. A woman, as we know from elsewhere, in the Gemara, could have a baby 9 months and 7 months. Bismana Gemara, they said 8 month babies were not going to live. Right? Medically, we at least consider it a suffix, and therefore Machal Shabbos for an 8 month baby. An 8 month baby is called everything. It's not called a trefa bismana zeh. But in the days of the Talmud, they thought that. Or it was. Behema gasa, yoledes letisho, behema gasa, it takes 9 months. And that's what we said before. 8 months or less is a machlokas. Yoledes l'shiva o lo yolda. What about 7 months for a baby? Does a behema gasa have the same rules as a human? Human has 9 months or 7 months. Behema gasa has 9 months. Does it have 7 months also? Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Tashma. Heimenu lamata aser. Well, the previous brisa said, no, anything lower is aser. Right, it's an avela. So my love, agasa, isn't that talking about agasa? So anything less is lower, and therefore it's not called a baby? So lo adaka, no, that might be doing on daka, and gasa would have the same halachas as a human. So when I says, 1 second, hi, my. Iyam rebishlama agasa, if it's referring to gasa, the gasa is also usser, all the months lower, itzrich, then I understand the chiddush. Saka da dechamina hol ubi isha chaye, bebe manami chaye. I would have known that because by a woman, I would know that 7 months lives, I would have thought same rules by a behema gasa, kamash mandalo chaye. That would be the chiddush to tell me otherwise. Ela iyam reda daka itmar, but if you want to say, the line is only going on daka pshita baslasa yarchi mika chaye. Of course, by a daka, a 3 month gestation period is going to live. Somewhere said no, there's still a chiddush there. Itzrich staka that the chamina called batzir shrei yarchi chaye kamash mala. No, because you might have thought the rule is that you learn from humans. If it's full term or 2 months less than full term, it's always good enough. It's always going to live. You might have thought that kamash malan. We don't say that. Good. I'm reviewing the Mashmuel. Hamapelas demus leilis. If a woman has a miscarriage, the demus of leilis. What is that? That's a shade. That's a demon that looks like a human with wings. So if you look on the Rambam is obviously not going to say a demon. The Rambam just says a baby with wings. Right? So that form, imo tmeleida. Tmeleida. Why vladu? Elosheish lokanafayim. It's a vlad with wings. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yossi, Maisa b'Simoni. It's a story in Simoni. Ba'achashi pilo demus leilisu, ba'maisa b'nechachamim, va'amru vladu l'sheish lokarafayim. Fine. Ha'mapel is demus nachash. What about ma'pil, the demus of a nachash? Horah, we have this a little bit already. Horah, Chanina ben Achav shal Rabbi Yeshua, imo tmei aleida. Chanina, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, said, tamei. Halach Rabbi Yosef is Hebrew of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel heard about this psak. Shalach lo, Rabbi Yeshua. Hanheg ben Achicha uba. Go bring your nephew here. I have some words with him. Bahali Chasan Yatzas Kalash Rabbi Chanina Legrasso. On the way, Rabbi Chanina's daughter-in-law went out to Rabbi Yeshua and his nephew. Amrlo, and she asked the Shiloh, Rabbi, I'm a pals coming in Achashmau. What's the halacha? Amrlo, imotahora. He says, no, Tumas Leida. Amra lo, ba'alo mishimcha, amra li chamosi imo temeya. But my mother-in-law told me that you're already paskin temeya. Va'amra lo meizetam. And he says, did I give a reason for that? And she says, yeah, ho v'gagale nok, agul kashel adam. Adam, I mean, before, the eye is similar in a snake and a human. So, since she was talking, mitok tvarea, nizka, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua's like, oh yeah, I did paskin that way. I did say that svar. You're right. The mother is temeya. So, you know what? At that moment, he said, I'm not going to Rabbi Gamliel. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel, mi pi hora chanina. No, it was from me. He got the psak from me. Don't worry about it. Right? You think it was just a psak without any authority? It was from me. Don't worry about it. With all the history of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. That's interesting. But the story, at least in our Gemara, ends there. Amar Abaya, Shmamina, Serva me Rabbanan, Damar Milsa, whenever a rabbi says something, Lema Bataima, Dechi Mitkur Le Mitkar. It's always good to give a reason. It's always good to give a reason so that they could remind you of your psak. I wouldn't say this is an ironclad law, because sometimes the Rav doesn't want to give a psak, doesn't want to explain himself to the shoel, because it could just lead to problems. Because the shoel could say, oh, if that's the svara, then maybe not here, and this and that. So sometimes the Rav will just give the psak. But there is an idea of giving a reason. It can benefit in a certain way. By the way, we're talking about all these issues of Yoledes. So if it is a Leda, so then one does, there is Tumas Leda, and Bezman and Migdash, you would bring a carbon. There was a big discussion, interesting discussion, the Binyan Shlomo. Did we mention this before? I don't remember. The Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Mivilna, at the end of the first Siman, Siman Aleph, he talks about, what about saying the Parsha of Yoledes, Bezman Azeh? Who's Chayav to bring the Karbanis, Bezman and Migdash? The husband brings it for his wife. Because that's the rule, generally, the husband, he promises all the shibudim he's going to bring for the wife. What about bizman hazeh? It's not quoted, right? We say every day, oh, ke'ilu, hikrif chatas, and ola, and asham, and toda. What about yoledes? You ever hear of a woman saying the parsha of yoledes after she has a baby? Nobody does it, right? So let's say he says, I think it should be done. But then the question is, who should do it, the husband or the wife? Who should do it? And by the way, you could do it today for all the babies that your wife had. Why? Because there's no statute of limitations for if Mashiach comes today, by the Hashem, you got to bring all the karbanos of Yoledes. So he says, well, I'm not sure, because now it's just a ke'ilu. If it's just a ke'ilu, it's not the real karban, and therefore maybe the wife should say it. But on the other hand, ke'ilu, it's as if a karban, maybe the husband should say it. He goes back and forth. But either way, he is a big believer that it should be said today. That's what he says. He says there's a big believer, he thinks that it should be said. Interesting discussion. Okay, good. And do you only have to say it once because of the Rabbi Gamliel that we had, right? If just to be Mati or Bekachim, you only have to do once, and you have a Chiyuv just to bring the other ones. Either way, let's just do a little bit more, and then we will stop. Hamapeles, Shvir Mali Maya Mali Dam Mali Genunim. If a woman miscarries an embryo that's just full of water or blood or different colors, Eina Choshesh is the Vlad. Don't worry about the Vlad, and the Rambam Meir even says, don't worry about Nida. It's just something else. But if it was an embryo which you saw had limbs in it, it was developed, then you have to be machmir, it is leda, and you don't know what it is, you have to be machmir both sides. Hamapela sandal, if you have a smushed baby, you assume, sandal was always, you always assume there was another twin in there that crushed it, oshilya, or you have an afterbirth, a placenta, teshev lazachva nakeva, again, you have to assume there was a baby, and you have to be machmer both ways. So bishlama damu mayim lo klom, I understand just if it's just blood and water, it's nothing. Ela genunim, but if it's a multicolored substance, nechashem avlad havivinimoach, maybe it was a vlad, and it just disintegrated. So, three answers. Amar abaya, no. Kama yayin, he just says a little sarcastically, Kama yayin chai shasas imo shel zeh, shenimoach ubra betoch meyeha. Why? This mother must have drank a lot of wine. Meaning, there's a different source that where the color must have come from. But it's not a baby. Rava Amar, Mole Tnan. It says the embryonic sac was full. Vim Isa de Ismachui, Ismach Mechser Chaser. If the embryonic sac had a baby in it, then it would have disintegrated, but the liquid wouldn't have filled up. Right, that's just the nature of a solid item in a sack. Once it disintegrates into liquid, it wouldn't fill up the area. And here it says it's full, so it must be something else. Rav Ada bar Rava Amar Gavonim Tan. It says it's multicolored. V'emisa dismuche ismich kula b'chad gavna havikoi. Right, if it was really a baby, it would all be one color. Okay, we'll stop here because now we're going to get into some stories about Kovrei Mesim. Beis Hashem, we'll get into their talk about Isser Hanam and Ames a little bit, but we'll stop here. Okay, Parsha Shir should be up, Ez Hashem, and we will continue.